He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, January 13th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, January, the January effect, talk a little bit about that today, where those asset classes are right now. Is there any shakeup? Do we need to be reallocating here and there? Take a look at the sectors in the market, leading sectors, laggard sectors, the ones to be invested in right now. Because it's all about, in my opinion, being in the right place at the right time. And as we begin a new week here, we've got the Dow right now down about 7 points, it looks like. We're at 16,000. Actually, we're up a point now, 16,438. The S&P 500 is down a little bit, not much, 48 cents, looks like. Probably going to go positive here in a moment. 1841 is where the S&P is currently. The NASDAQ is down a scant point. The NASDAQ is at 4,173 right now. We have gold up a few bucks. Gold is at $1,248 per ounce, about 30% lower than where it was at this time last year. Crude oil is at $92.13 per barrel. The euro is at 1.36. And I'm not getting a quote on the bond market right now. Why is that? Is the bond market, is this one of those weird holidays? If I get a quote on the bond market here in a moment, I'll pass that along. The January effect. We want to take a look at that today. How accurate has it been? And what kind of a start are we off to here in 2014? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, I'm going to be rooting this weekend for the teams where I broadcast. The Seattle Seahawks. Congratulations. They're in that Final Four. They look awfully tough to me. Boy, they totally annihilated New Orleans from my perspective over the weekend. So I'll be a Seahawk fan. But I got a little conundrum because they're playing the San Francisco 49ers. And we broadcast on KDOW, 1220 AM in the Bay Area. So I'm rooting for both of you. You know, don't forget where you got your coaches, right? Seattle, you got your coach from University of Southern California. I don't know how many national championships Pete Carroll racked up before he ended up in Seattle. And, of course, San Francisco, don't forget your coach came from USD, the University of San Diego at one point. He's been around other places, but he served as our football coach here at USD and led them to an undefeated season, which led him to a job at Stanford, which led him to a job with the San Francisco 49ers. And, of course, our Chargers, they put up a fight. You know, look, I want San Diego to come out throwing the ball. That's San Diego. That's Air Coryell. That's how we do things. That's West Coast offense. Instead, this handing off for 2 yards the entire first half to me was their big undoing. Second half, they come out throwing the ball. And they get, two touchdowns and a field goal. I just believe in, moving the ball down the field as quickly as we can. And I don't know what went wrong with the game plan. I think they could have beat Denver. But in the end, it's Denver and New England. You know, I get tired of seeing New England in there. I don't know about you. I just get tired of seeing Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and New England. Now, maybe you're from Boston and you're from New England and love the New England Pats and you're a Pats fan. I don't know. I just like to see some fresh faces in there from time to time. Seems like New England's there every year. They must have a good management team, and they must have a good organization behind them. That sounds a lot like the stock market, doesn't it? We try to find companies like that are in the playoffs year after year, top performers. And we like to buy them when they're inexpensive, when they're cheap. And when they're no longer cheap, or when they're no longer hitting new highs and leading the market, then we move on. Well, we have the January first 5 days are in, and it's slightly negative, all right? Well, you know, over time, the first 5 days of January really is an overblown indicator. If the first 5 days of January are positive, you have a 69% chance of having a positive year. Well, that sounds like a pretty high probability, doesn't it? But with or without the five-day indicator, every year when you begin a new year in the market, you already have a 65% chance of a higher year. Did you know that? That 65% of the time, the market goes up for the year. And 35% of the time, the market goes down for the year. So you've increased your percentages just a little bit by the first 5 days being positive. And of course, the first 5 days of this year are slightly negative. Now, when the first 5 days are negative, you have a 58% chance of the market going, or a 42% chance of the market going down, and a 58% chance of the market going up. So it has increased the odds of a down year in the market by about 10 percentage points, all right, probabilities. But the probabilities are still on your side that there's about a 60% chance this year, at least judging by the first 5 days, that the market will be positive. However, the entire month of January has been a more accurate predictor over the years. In fact, it's been about 88% right. If the market finishes January, which we have a couple weeks left, 2.5 weeks, if it finishes January in positive territory, then we have an 88% chance of the market being positive this year. Now, it doesn't talk about the magnitude of how positive it will be. The market could be 1% positive and still the indicator would be valid. Well, are we going to have another 30%, 25% year in the market? I highly doubt it. As we stand right now, the S&P 500 is up 0.5%. So obviously, the jury for January is still out. And I'll tell you why. One of the reasons I think that January hasn't made up its mind yet. Have we heard from Janet Yellen yet? No. Not since she's been confirmed. She's been mysteriously quiet. She's probably getting her marching orders from somebody on how to run the Fed. But we have not heard from her yet. And in my mind, the biggest change that happened between last year, where the market was up almost 30%, and this year, where we're just kind of floundering the first few weeks, is a handoff of the baton from Ben Bernanke to Janet Yellen. That's a major, major change that will have a major impact, could have a major impact on the market. Yellen could pick up the baton and run even faster than Bernanke did and open up the spigot even more and put even more frosting on the cake. Or Yellen could be a tough old gal, we don't know yet, and start to tighten the spigot like slow water torture. We just don't know yet. We have not heard from her yet. And I think that's the reason, the biggest reason, that the market is just kind of taking a wait-and-see attitude, because the market also realizes that when the Fed stimulus starts to go away, the market won't have the wind at its back anymore. But if Yellen continues to apply the stimulus, which I think she's inclined to do, then the market's going to continue to be the best place to be. Equities, not bonds. U.S. equities, not foreign equities. Equities, not commodities. That's been the place to be for the last 15 months. I'm not a believer in asset allocation, if you haven't heard by now. I don't believe in having a 50-50 stock bond mix. In my eyes, it produces mediocre results over time. Last year, it produced 6.2%, while the market produced 25 to 30%. Back in 2008, it was upside down. The bond market produced 32%, while the stock market was negative 38.5%. If we can just tilt the asset classes in our favor, seems to me like we have a big advantage over the market. For that reason, I rank these asset classes on a daily basis. And I watch those rankings very, very closely. What are those rankings telling me now? Last year at this time, they were telling me to be 100% invested in U.S. stocks, nothing else, and preferably the small and mid-cap kind. They had tremendous years in 2013. What is the ranking of the asset classes right now? When we come back, well, we're going to visit that ranking. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I spent some time over the weekend. We laid out the architecture for the mutual fund app. And that thing, it shouldn't be too far off. And the PC app, I'm going to get on them today. Hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have a PC app. We'll see. Keep your fingers crossed. It's a lot harder than you think. You know, the database and the picking of the stocks is the easy part. It's all the interface using all these different development systems, one for Android, one for Apple, one for the PC, and having them all look the same and work the same. Therein lies the rub, but we're making major progress. And I'm going to put the squeeze on, and hopefully by the end of the week, or let's say next Monday, we'll have a PC app that you can go to and use on your PC. We already have it working for the Apple. That was a major project. The app, Best Stocks Now, has been as high as number 4 in the world as far as financial apps go. They put the apps in categories, games, cooking, entertainment, leisure, whatever. Mine is in the financial sector. I gotta believe there's some competition there. I gotta believe that there's a lot of financial apps out there. And to be consistently in the top 10 or 20 in the world in that sector tells me that there must be some usefulness to the Best Stocks Now app. And one of the big things that we do every single day, it's kind of where we begin the whole process, is taking a look at the 34 different asset classes that we have to choose from. And they're all clamoring for our attention. Over here, you've got precious metals. And over there, you've got corporate bonds. And over here, you've got sovereign debt. And over there, you've got emerging market equities, and the list goes on and on and on. And of course, most people in this industry, probably 50% or more, believe in just spreading it around amongst all of the asset classes in what's called an asset allocation, which is based on your age and based on your risk tolerance. And every year, some will win, some will lose, but in the end, you can't lose too much, you can't make too much. But you just kind of slow and steady climb, grind over the years. But here's my big problem. The asset allocators have had the bond market at their back for the last 20 years. The wind has been at their back, and that's really aided their returns. What happens when one half or more of your asset allocation all of a sudden has the wind in your face? You know what? I just think you have to go in a different direction and avoid the bond market for now. I do think that the bond market has found a bottom, and I do think that the bond market probably doesn't have a whole lot more downside risk at this point in time until we see the next bump up in interest rates, but I don't think you're going to make a lot of money in the bond market right now. The area of the market that's being juiced right now is the stock market, and it continues to show up in my current ranking of the asset classes. In fact, as we sit here today, they look almost exactly the same as they did 1 year ago today. Nothing has changed. And I hate to be a broken record and report the same old every week, but if you're a trend follower, and if you've been invested in this trend, you're mighty happy right now. Because this trend has been your great friend and has carried you to some huge returns over the last 12 to 15 months. And as I sit here today, it's still small cap U.S. stocks, micro cap U.S. stocks, mid cap U.S. stocks, the NASDAQ. It's still the go-go stocks that are sitting on top of this market and leading this market. Therefore, I continue to have a 100% weighting in the U.S. stock market with a heavy emphasis on small and mid-cap stocks. Am I vigilant more than ever? Yes, because it's been going on for a long time. And it seems, it would appear that a lot of these areas of the market look extended, but then again, they've looked extended for the last 6 months, and they can get more extended. So we just continue to watch, to be vigilant, and we bear down and we focus in on our individual holdings on a daily basis. And from time to time, one of them will start to give up the ghost, and I'll move on and find something that I like better. But the general tone right now and the blueprint, at least from my standpoint, now you can go listen to other shows and they'll tell you something totally different. Most people in my business, the asset allocation crowd, they're increasing their exposure to the bond market this year and they're lowering their exposure to the stock market. Why? Because the stock market had outsized gains last year versus the bond market. We're talking big outsized gains, and that's created portfolios that in their mind are out of balance right now, and they've got to bring those portfolios back into balance. My balance is to be diversified amongst U.S. stocks right now. That led us to some very potent gains in 2013, and until that trend is over, we're going to ride that trend for all it's worth. And I think still holding the key to this trend in the market is our friends at the Fed. And that's why we continue to wait and watch for every word that comes out of Janet Yellen's mouth now that she's been confirmed as the new Fed chairperson. Now, we've just looked at the best asset classes in the market. These are the ones that I would continue to avoid at all costs. And, of course, you have to make up your own mind, your own decisions. Maybe you're a contrarian. You like to buy the bottom-ranked ones. That didn't work out very well last year. In fact, it would have been a disastrous move to have been a contrarian 1 year ago. Is it a better move to be a contrarian 1 year later? Well, you probably increased your probabilities, but I would rather buy into strength as opposed to weakness. And right now, the weakest asset classes, and the ones that I still do not like. Number one, being short the market. Yes, that's an asset class. And I think it should be treated as an asset class. You can invest in that asset class just as easily as you can invest in any of the other 33 asset classes. You can buy the S&P SH, which goes the opposite way. It's short the market. That's been a disastrous place to be. It's ranked number 3,510 out of 3,700. Right above it, in second to last place, is gold. Looks to me like gold has found a bottom right now, but there's no strength there. It's still a poor asset class to be invested in. Right above that is bonds. Bonds are still a very poor asset class because they're interest rate sensitive, and they're very sensitive to rising interest rates. So I'm here to report 1 year later, 15 months later, that the leading asset classes are still U.S. stocks, and that's where we're invested right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We're going to take a look at the sectors of the market when we come back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a little bit of ground here. We talked a little bit about the January effect. The first 5 days of this January 2014 are slightly down. You know, that tilts it just a little bit against us. But we still have about a 60% chance of this year being positive, just going on past statistics. Entire month of January is a little bit better of an indicator. We still have 2.5 weeks. The jury is still out. We're slightly positive. like 0.5% so far in 2014. The entire month of January is about an 88% predictor of how the rest of the year will go. But you know what? I'm still a guy that likes to look at my individual stocks, because even in bad years, as we know, like 2008, there were stocks like Dollar Tree that were up 66%, AutoZone was up 32%, bond market was up 32%, and the inverse funds on a relative basis were at the top of the pack in 2008. So we take it a day at a time, we take it a sector at a time, we take it an asset class at a time, and we take it a stock at a time. And as we sit here today, 1 year and 3 months basically after this current cycle in the market began, we still have the same exact asset classes at the top of the ladder. Out of the 34 that I track, the top 10 are all United States stock, domestic stock related, and there's still a tilt toward micro caps, small caps, and mid caps. That continues to be the best place to be in the stock market until further notice. And in the newsletter over the weekend, I inserted a chart of the Russell Microcap Index. And you can look at a chart of that thing and you can see how it's done over the last year. And that's still one of the healthiest charts you're going to see in the market. Small, mid-cap stocks. At least as of now, they show no sign of letting up. At the other end of the ladder, down at the bottom of the 34 asset classes that I rank, you don't want to be short this market. You don't want to be invested in gold. Remember, this is my opinion. You do what you want to do. I'm just telling you what my indicators are showing me, what they've been showing me for the last 15 months now. And I'm also here to say that they've been absolutely dead on for the last 15 months. But I also want to warn you that at some point in time, they will change and we'll have to go in a different direction in the market. And my indicators still say that bonds are at or near the bottom of the heap. Now, there may not be the downside risk in bonds that there was earlier or last year, but are you really going to make much money? You know, you could see the 10-year go back to 2.5%, you know, from the current, where is it, 2.8, somewhere around there. We began the year right at 3. Last year at this time, we were at 2. So you may see a little bit of settling, and I think that the bond market has bottomed out for now, but I think it's going to go sideways for a while. And like I've said, I don't think it's very easy to make money in sideways asset classes, in sideways sectors, or in sideways stocks. I like to see them break out to the upside and begin a new uptrend. That's the sweet spot, in my opinion. Now, breaking it down even further. Okay, Gunderson, you say the U.S. stock market is the place to be. So that's places like the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, the S&P 600, which is the small cap index, the S&P 400, which is the mid cap index, or even the Russell 2000, which is another small cap index. There's a lot of places to invest in that market. It's a big ocean out there. Can we divide it up by latitude and longitude and come down with some nice coordinates? Well, we call those sectors in the market. There are still, despite a very strong bias right now in U.S. stocks, not every sector of the market is participating. As always, some sectors are more favorable because of conditions in the world, conditions in the global economy, than others. Why aren't the miners and the commodity-driven stocks or sectors of the market doing well? Because the rest of the world isn't doing well. The commodities depend upon a robust China. And China is not robust right now. In fact, I believe China, so far this year, just 2 weeks into the new year, is down about 8 or 9%. China is not the robust economy that it once was. And they're not buying up all the commodities in the world, coal, iron ore, aluminum, molybdenum, rare earth, all the different minerals and basic materials that are needed, steel, cement. They're not buying it up. They're not gobbling it up like they were before. And that has caused several sectors to stumble. Look at a sector that Caterpillar's in. Caterpillar is suffering right now because the global economy is not what it is. However, there are other sectors of the market right now that are flourishing. I hear almost every day, well, the leading sector in the market today is healthcare. And it is. Healthcare is a big, broad sector, category. It includes drug stocks, pharmaceuticals, biotechs, different forms of healthcare delivery, healthcare providers, healthcare services. That continues to be the sweet spot in the market. And the sweetest spot in the market continues to be the biotech sector. You know what? You can say, you can ask why all you want. You can scratch your head all you want as to why the biotech sector would be the leading sector in the market now for 15 months. And you can say, why did it hit another new high last week? Why did it break out? If you don't believe me, look at a chart of IBB, which is a chart of the biotech sector. It's an exchange-traded fund that one can buy on the biotech sector. Look at the chart, how it broke out again last week to new all-time highs. Instead of questioning something, just nod your head and say, yes, it's been good to us. And there's still biotechs. I see one that I owned last year and made a lot of money in, a San Diego stock called Alnylam, A-L-N-Y, is up another 30% today. Well, I cashed it in for about an 80 or 90% profit last year. Looks like I should have held on a little bit longer. It's up another 30% today. And biotechs continue to break out all over the place. If you follow me on my Twitter stream during the day, if anything jumps off the page at me, I send out a little tweet about it. And you'll see my tweets over the last several months peppered heavily with biotech stocks that continue to break out. I only send out 5 or 6 tweets a day. And if you're not capable of having your eyeballs glued to Twitter all day, shoot, at the end of the day, it's all summarized right there on the front page of my website, pwstreet.com. There's Bill's Twitter feed. Oh, look, Bill sent out 5 tweets today. Bill sat in front of the market from 6 a.m. until the market closed at 1, and looked at hundreds and hundreds of charts, and there's the 4 or 5 that popped off the sheet, made Bill's eyeballs bulge. And now let's take a look and see what those stocks. And after a while, you get a little bit of a flavor for what's working in the market. So it's a good idea to follow me on Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. Those tweets are also on my app every day. Just press the button, Bill's Twitter feed. Bang, there it is. There's the stocks that I sent out a tweet on when I just, some of these things take my breath away. Biotechs continue to be the number one sector in the market. Pharmaceuticals continue to be number two. Our articles recently, we wrote about Variant, VRX. Is it Valiant? It's Valiant Pharmaceutical. We had a nice article out there on January the 3rd of this year. Since the article, that thing has just exploded to the upside. We've had articles on other drug stocks. You can also go back and look at the articles. Just go to thestreet.com, type in Bill Gunderson, and you can see the articles that I've written for thestreet.com. You do the same thing for MarketWatch. Here's the articles that Bill's written for MarketWatch. How have those stocks done? Some of them haven't panned out, but I moved away from them. But there have been some major, major winners that we have identified here at Gunderson Capital Management using the app. And we've written stories about pharmaceuticals, number two sector in the world, aerospace, number three, internet, number four, healthcare, number five. Once again, no change in the leading sectors of the market. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, the football, the NFL is divided up into asset classes, right? You've got the North, or you've got the NFL, and you've got the old AFL. I can still remember the days when they were separate leagues. And I can still remember the very first Super Bowl. I believe it was Kansas City and Green Bay, the champions of the AFL taking on the champions of the NFL. And that began what we know as the Super Bowl. And I don't know how many we've had since then. We've had a lot. But it's divided up. And then furthermore, it's divided up into divisions within each league. You have four or five teams in each division. The stock market is divided also. It makes it more manageable. It makes it more manageable to be able to track these asset classes instead of looking at 3,700 different things. I'm able to begin with looking at 34 asset classes. All right. And then within those asset classes are 60 sectors that I follow. And the best sectors in the market are still internet. You still see stocks like Yelp and Facebook and Yahoo continuing to explode to the upside. The biotech sector continues to explode to the upside. The pharmaceutical sector, companies like Actavis, etc., Variant Pharmaceutical, Valiant Pharmaceutical, I'll never get that right because there is a variant also, continue to explode to the upside. Those are the leading sectors in the market. How important is it to be in the leading sectors in the market? Well, by contrast, you could be invested in the worst sectors in the market, and you're saying, how come my gold miners... If I'm not mistaken, the Fidelity Select Gold Miners Mutual Fund was down about 50% last year. You say, Bill, the stock market went up 30% almost. Why did these stocks go down 30%, 50% instead of going up 30%? They're stocks too. They're U.S. stocks because they're in a sector that right now is grossly, grossly out of favor. The American Barracks of the world and the junior gold miners, and yet I know a lot of people that still have a heavy weighting in precious metals and in the gold miners. There's a lot of gold mining newsletters out there. You know, they goes right along with everything else, guns and weapons and ammo and food storage and whatnot, and a lot of that I believe in too. But you also got to make money. And you're not making money right now in the gold miners, all right? The emerging markets, well, they're another bad sector to be in, and I do call that one of the sectors of the market. Anything agricultural or commodity-related, metals, mining, and even the oil stocks have fallen out of favor. Those are the worst sectors to be invested in right now. You know, if you use the app for nothing else, if you use the newsletter for nothing else, if you use the radio show for nothing else than just picking the right asset classes and the right sectors in the market, you're going to be, in my opinion, way ahead of the game. That's in my opinion. I don't have any empirical evidence. It's all you can do is listen to the show every day, read the newsletter, see the results, and decide for yourself. And in the end, you may decide that asset allocation is a lot easier and just spread your money around over all of the asset classes and all of the sectors and all of the stocks and take a very broad, wide approach to the market. But my argument is that, you know what? The conditions in the world dictate where the leading sectors are. The reason that oil and the emerging markets and the gold miners and the commodity stocks are not doing so well, it's because of the slowdown in China. That's impacting those sectors. Why do I want to be invested in sectors that are struggling right now? Instead, I want to be in sectors and stocks that are flourishing right now. To each his own, you know, you have to decide what your style of investment is. And I've heard the contrarian argument by that which is out of favor. And I would just say, had you done that a year ago today, you would have been crushed in the market. Your contrarian thinking may make you feel like, hey, I'm going against the grain here. I'm not going with the crowd. You know what? I didn't go with the crowd last year. The crowd was not saying to be 100% invested in small and mid-cap stocks. I had a Forbes reporter call me, and she had interviewed like 10 or 15 guys that day. I was the only one. In my book, I'm the contrarian by going against this conventional wisdom that you've got to have your assets spread all over hex half acre. It's like buying a ticket on every horse in the race. You know, one of them's going to win. But are you going to win overall doing that over time? And I just feel like, you know what? Let's buy the strength. And when the strength is no longer there, we move on. We take it a day at a time. Anyways, I provide a lot of tools for you to try to keep you in the right place. I look at my company kind of like a compass pointing in the right direction, or at least telling you where to be currently. I am not a predictor. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm telling you, here's where the market is right now. And it's been here for 15 months. And if you haven't been in these areas of the market, you're not participating as much as you can. And I'm also here to tell you that it's going to change. Sometime at point in time, the compass, instead of pointing north, is going to point south. And in that time, we have to make a major change and correction change, right? We have to go in a different direction. And that's what I look for. I come in every day looking for those changes in the wind or the barometer or the humidity or whatever, the wind patterns. And as soon as I start to detect something that doesn't look right, well, you know what? I'm not set in stone. I go where the action is. If this is a style of investing that makes sense to you or rings true in your ears or you would like to at least investigate, I publish my newsletter every week. Nobody's more transparent than I am. You can see right through me. Look at that. You go to my website at pwstreet.com. I even send out 4 free weeks of my newsletter. You sample it. You check it out for yourself. If you like it, fine. If you don't, fine. And we manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.